All right, Agudat Avach. We're up to Reis HaMagdala, the end of Siv Dalet. It's really my move. I'm going to start a whole, like sort of a different Indian tonight, which is Siv Hey, but just to finish up Siv Dalet, the last two lines of Siv Dalet, the Ramah, it says like this, with the going with the Biagros Yud Gimel is, it says, V'chein kol adam, and so to any person, sh'ois im chaveru pu'ula aitoiva, he does for his friend any a job, or yitayva, or a chesed for him, lo yuchal leima, his friend can't say afterwards, I don't want to pay you. Why? Because b'china masisi imadi, hova leitzi visif, must be you did it for free, since I didn't command you to do it. Ela tarakliten leskari, you have to pay him for his job. It's learned out. It's around. It's learned out from, you see, by every yurid like that. Every yurid, every atzala, what happens? The guy saves his, or plants his tree in his field, and later on, he munds him, but he munds him later on, and we don't find that the halach is it. The Baal could say, oh, you must have did it for free because you didn't ask me beforehand. There's no such thing. If a guy does a pula taiva for you, you got to pay him, even if he wasn't commanded to do that. We don't assume that there was a built-in mechila that he's doing it for free. Correct, yeah. You have all the halachas are yerid, but what we're just trying to focus on, the guy does someone the taiva, he can't tell him later on, that must be you did it for free. You didn't do it for free. Now you want to know. Okay, so I have to pay you. I'd rather not pay you, so I'll tell you toil. The marshal, by mavriachari, I don't have to pay you at all. If you stam save me from a hefzid, you have to go through rishonim, different sheetahs, but if it's a minias a hefzid, that's considered mevriachari. I don't have to pay it. But if you do me a kumva, say a toiva, look in the nesivis, sivkot and zayin, small nesivis, hainu shesh bichoy, that you benefited me. It's not just you a menea revak, you actually kumva say benefited me. Kagoin, what's the case? Sha'amaloi echoyli me, eat with me, oidari me, or live with me, chayv l'shalim. V'chein hu be'edi b'ram pe'ek sh'nei dayonim, aval kishamatzilu min ahezek, if you only save the person from ahezek, dino ke mavri achari, as a dino like a mavri achari, u ba'ashav v'saveida. Yeah. Sorry? V'chein means, just like we were saying till now, we talked about a guy being matzel and doing whatever it is, and he can't tina that he did it for free. Might even have in the middle, right, to the case where he saved himself and he saved to get out of prison. He tried to save both himself and his friend. Also, he can't tina that the sheni can't say, you still have to pay him. So too, every teva person does. You can't say you did it for free and I don't have to pay you. Avada, I have to pay you. Now, the case that the Nesivis brings is two cases. One is, I say, Echoyli me, and one says, Dori me. Rabbi said, this is Maisim. I can't say B'chol Yom, because it's not B'chol Yom, but Zichah B'chol Chana. There's stories and stories like this. Not so long ago, there was such a story that the guy, there was an old man in his building, a Maisim Eretz Yisrael. There was an old man in his building that was alone, an Alman. So one of the neighbors decided to help him and mahan him. He used to invite him for Shabbos Sudas. He used to invite him. At Kedei Kak, they felt like the guy was an oni, so he invited him even for every day for breakfast. And mamish, every single day, the guy ate by him and everything. This happened for a while. The person was nifta, and lo and behold, he was sitting on a hain rav of a Yerusha. So the person tainted that I only was doing it because I thought that the guy was an oni, but if I knew that he had money, of course I wanted the Navada, I want to get paid. So he wants to charge the Yerusha, the estate, for all the breakfasts and all the sudas that he gave him for the last few years. Now, that's an extra knesh to the Shiloh, because there, he Bemis was willing to do it for free, but he thought he was doing tzedakah. Now he learned that he wasn't doing tzedakah, and now he wants to get back. But these type of a Shiloh has happened so often. We hear these type of stories that a guy was mahanas on, echoyli me, dori me, and all of a sudden, at the end, he gets a bill. Once again, you didn't tell me before, when you told me, when you invited me for, so can you imagine, I invite you for Shabbos, the day after Shabbos, I send you an invoice. Oh, that was $30 per person, 8 people, it's $240 for the Shabbos. Right? That's certainly not the minhag like that. So obviously when there's a minhag, the minhag overrides. But in the absence of any minhag, if it was something unusual, so the halacha here is, if even if I did a choylumi or darimi, later on, I could charge you. And you can't assume that I was doing it for free. I was waiting for the end. I was waiting till I added up the bill. At the end, I made the cheshbon.
person charges somebody.
An economy. So you have to. Now, there's the Rama over here. The problem is that it's a Rama in Shin Samach Gimel, it's Reish Mem Gimel. It's not so posh. It's over there in Shin Samach Gimel, talking about, I believe it was Dori Mi, it's a Chubas Tashvatz, and there are more Paschans over there. If I say Dori Mi, and the guy lives with him afterwards, he cannot charge him. Mamish Vaket from this halakha. And a major, major raid in the Achreinim, the Ksais over there in Shin Samach Gimel, many, many Chubas. How to be miyashav the Rama, if it's even miyashavable, so to speak, or as taka steering to different shitas, chalukim or kimtis. I'm not getting into it now, but I'm just planting a seed that it's out there. I want to really focus on tzifhei, which is a vedu mitziyah type of inyanim, hatzol inyanim, but you should know what I just told you is not poshet at all. The Rama says here is not poshet, or at least, the very least, the nesivis plug into the Rama, that the Rama is talking about a case of echayil miyudarim mi, is not poshet, because the Rama, another place, it seems to say otherwise. All right, let's do sif hey. Sif hey is a geshmaka semin, there's a sif, it's a very yisaidistic sif. The prot is here, and b'chalal in all hilchas ha-shabbos aved. There's a geshmaka inyan, a lot of reid, a lot of achreinim. Let's start. V'chein. I guess before we start, just a chazaris, so to speak, of the inyanim. We had a break over Pesach. Just the tamsis, what we're supposed to be working out, just a little bit of Siv Gimel and Siv Dalid, because we're going to need it a drop for Siv Hey, is that if your chamor is drowning, and my chamor is drowning, and I give up my chamor to be able to save your chamor is more valuable. So the halacha is, if you're there too, and I save your chamor, I cannot charge you for my chamor that was lost. Because if I wanted to charge it, ad kedei kach, I should have been masam with you. You should have said, I'm only willing to save your chamor if you're willing to pay me for my chamor. If I didn't do that, if I didn't ask you, then I could only charge you for schiris, for the pula that I did, for the job, $10 for saving your chamor, the tercha that I had. But I can't charge you for the $100 loss that I had on my chamor. If I'm masna with you, and I say, you have to reimburse me, then yes, then you'll have to reimburse me for my chamor. If you're not there, so I can't be masna with you, then, Tanai Bezdin, then I could get my full reimbursement of my chamor, even without asna. I didn't have you to be masna, so then I'm allowed to charge you for the whole $100. Now, if that's when I am successful, and if I'm not successful, so then even when I was master with you to be reimbursed for my $100 kamar, the halakha in Siv Dalid was, if I'm not successful, I can't charge you for the $100, because I didn't end up saving your kamar, so you didn't get anything from me. You lost your kamar, so why should you be out even more? So the halakha is that I can't charge you for my $100 kamar, but I could charge you then for my schar, for my tircha. As they vied, you're willing to pay, even if I wasn't successful. But when you told me you're going to pay me and reimburse me for my chamor, the kavanah was only if I'd be successful to save your chamor. That's in a nutshell what we have. We're going to go over it again, say, hey, we'll see another application of such a halakha. Let's start. V'chein, shnayim shoyu boyim b'derech. There were two people going on the way. Zeh b'chavish shol yayin. This one was carrying a barrel of wine. V'zeh b'kad shol dvash. And this one was carrying a jug of honey. And the honey is considered more valuable than the wine. Even a jug of honey is considered more valuable than a barrel of wine. V'nistak hakad shel dvash. And now this jug got a crack in it. So now the dvash is going to start oozing out. In a matter of minutes, he's going to have no more dvash left. V'koydim sheyishofech hadvash l'aretz. Before the dvash had a chance to ooze out and get lost, Shavach Zeyoinei, his friend, spilled out his own wine, now that he has a vessel, an empty vessel, to be able to save this dvash. V'hitzel ha-dvash l'techechavis. And he saved the dvash into the barrel of wine. Well, the empty barrel of wine. He spilled out the wine. So here's such a case that he gave up of his own. He gave up his own wine to be able to save the dvash. So you lost such an argument, say the dvash is worth $200, same type of a mashal, and the wine is worth $100. So he gave up his $100 worth of wine today to save your $200 worth of dvash, but he didn't make this up with you. The halacha is, ein loy elos charay. I do not have to reimburse him for his full $100 worth of wine. I just pay him for the tircha, not only the tircha, the paiskim say, I have to bring, who says it, I think this man said they have to pay also, not only for the tircha, but also for the schar kelim. I used his barrel. Good, so charge me another dollar, like a rental fee on the barrel. So I'll give him $9, $10 for his tircha, another dollar for his barrel. So it's $11. But I'm not paying him his $100 of the wine that he lost. Ein lo ela skarei haroi loi. Vim omalei atzela shocha. But if he tells him beforehand, I'm willing to save your dvash, I'm willing to spill out my wine, provided vatanaisanli demeshali, provided you reimburse me for the wine that I'm spilling out, oy shehisna came b'fnei bezdin, or he was master that in front of bezdin, hareza chayv litein loy, then yes, you are mechuyev to reimburse me for all my wine. So basically, it's chazar sashir, kamat, the exact same lomdus that we had beforehand. And the sma is points out in sifkot and tazayin that this halacha is talking about where the baladvash was there. So therefore, there's a nafka mina if you were masna with me, if you weren't masna with me. If you were masna with me, then you get reimbursed your full wine. If you won't be masna with me to reimburse you, then I won't have to reimburse you. I only have to give you schar royaloi. But zaktas ma im loyhoi baladvasham last nasimoi. But if the baladvash wasn't there to make it tonight, then we had the Ramah at the end of Siv Gimel that says Tzarklo Shalom loy called me yene. Because I can't make it tonight, then automatically Chazal made it tonight. Tonight, Bezin, Chazal wanted me to save your stuff, so therefore it's automatic that I should save your stuff and you'll reimburse me for my loss. So basically, it's a repeat of what we had till now. Just the Mechaber took me the case where the Baal Advash was there, and the Sma plugs in that extra step that even if the Baal Advash wasn't there, then forget, then you always get. If the Baal Advash is not there, then you'll always get a full reimbursement. Very Geshmaka Sma. All right, Geshmaka Halakha. Adkan Pashat. Here comes the chiddush I want to focus a lot on tonight. The next halacha continues what appears to be the Mechaber, but it's really not the Mechaber, it's the Ramah. If you look in the Tfus Sei Rishonim, it's the Ramah. The Ramah starts from the words, Obalayayin is really starting the Ramah. So after Ramah, Ramah is going to bring down a machloikis. In this case, where I was masna with you, I was masna with Bezdin, that you're going to have to reimburse me for my wine, Zokta Ramo, Ubal Hayain, once you got that commitment that you are going to be reimbursed for your wine, Bal Hayain Chayiv Lishpa Chenai. He's no longer up to him. He can't volunteer anymore. It's not up to him. He decides, maybe, yeah, he changes his mind. No, it's too late. Once you're guaranteed that you're going to get paid, reimbursed for your wine, your Mechuyiv Al Tashavis Aveda, to spill out your wine, Kedei Latzot Dvash Chaveroi. Since the Bailam already committed to reimburse you, so then you're mechuyev to save it. Normally, let's start from the draw. I've added the mitzvah daraisa of Hashavas Aveda. But there's halacha that shochah kaidim. If you're going to have any loss, financial loss, of trying to save someone else's item, you're not mechuyev to save his item. I'm not talking about tirchen v'ab, we're talking about real dollars and cents loss. Giving up your chamar, giving up your wine, giving up your job. You're not mechuyev to give up your job, to give up your yayin, in order to save someone else's thing. Even if his thing is worth kiflik of flying yours, your thing is worth $1, and his item is worth $1 billion. So it's pretty obvious what you should be doing here. Still, I'm not mechuyev to. I don't have to take even a dollar loss, even a shavar pruta loss, 10 cents. I don't have to give up anything in order to save your item. But once you're willing to reimburse me, you committed to reimburse me, or Bezdin committed to make sure that he'll reimburse me, I was master with Bezdin, then once that's the case, I don't have a loss. What's going to happen? I'm going to spill out my wine. So I lost my $100. But big deal. When I save your dvash, I'm going to get back reimbursed. You're going to reimburse me. It's not a problem. I have your dvash as a mashkin on top of that. Your zikr is going to reimburse me. So if you're going to reimburse me, I no longer have an excuse why not to save your aveda. So now I'm mechuyev right now to save your aveda. As I zogt, the Rambam. That's the first shita. Then Rambam brings, that's the shita Sarosh. Then the Rambam brings the second shita, who argues v'yesh chokin, which is the riff in the Ramah. Riff in the Ramah says, nothing doing. You're not mechuyev even to give up your wine to be reimbursed. If you have to take any loss, you're not mechuyev to be meishav aveda. You're potter. You don't have to be meishav aveda. So here you have a machloikis rishonim, 2 days in the Ramah, which is a machloikis la'alacha, that whenever you have to lose something, which be'etzim you're not mechuyev to have hashav aveda, but you know you're going to be reimbursed, you made a tnai, is it now that you're mechuyev to give it up? If he's master with you, could you say, no, I'd rather not? It's tough talk. The first sheet is too late. Once the Baal HaDvash said, I'm willing to pay you, it's over. Now you mechuyif to save his dvash. You don't have a choice anymore, like the first sheet. And the second sheet says, no, you do have a choice. You don't have to save his dvash. Havad, if you do save it, he'll reimburse you because he made up. But you don't, the second sheet tells you, not mechuyif to. That's also included that you're not mechuyif to give up anything. Now, where is this coming from? I think we have to be marachnis because there are many chilukei dinim, a lot of raid, geshmak raid in halacha. But let's first start off where this is coming from. It's a Gemara. The Gemara in Bava Kama Pei Aleph Mebeis. It's, I believe, Kuf Yud Dalet Mebeis as well in Bava Kama. There's a Rabbi Shmuel, it's a Brais, Rabbi Shmuel, Benosha, Rabbi Yochum Ben Breiko said that there was a special Tanai Bezdin to save in such a case. And he gives three examples. I don't know why he needs three examples, why not one example. But he gives three examples that there's a Tnai Bezim Bedaka that you mechuyif to give up your own item, take a loss, manas to be reimbursed from Yana in order to save Yana's item. The first example he has is that your friend has his Nechil Shodvarim, his school of bees, whatever it's called, the whole colony of bees, that landed on your branch, left his beehive, and landed on your branch. And he needs those bees to produce honey. So now it's sitting on your branch. If he's going to come to you and try to save one bee at a time, you know, he's going to save maybe 6, 8, 10, but 100 of them are going to fly away. So what's the eight? The eight is you cut off the branch very carefully. They're all sitting on the branch. You bring the branch back to your rishos with all 100 bees on it, and now you got your bees back into the nest, back into the hive. Gevaldik. The halacha is that you have the right. The beehive owner has the right to come into my rishos, bal karchi, cut my branch, bal karchi, to save his bees, because my branch is worth $1. And his 100 bees is worth considerably more. So he has the right to do that with a Tnai Bezdin. It means, Vaisa is Midaraisa. He can't force me to do that. Midaraisa, he can't do a Bal Kochi. But there's a special Tnai Bezdin that allows him to do that on Manas to reimburse me. That's his first case. Second case is Mamish this case. Second case is two people walking. One has wine, one has Dvash. The Dvash has the barrel of Dvash, the jug of Dvash has a crack in it. The Dvash is oozing out. The halacha is the Baal HaYayin has to give up his wine, spill out his wine, so there could be an empty vessel that's available to save the dvash. That's case number two. And case number three is you have two people walking, and one has laden with wood, and one has laden with pishtin, and his cart that's bringing the pishtin broke, he's going to have a problem with it. So you got to chuck your wood in order that there should be a cart or a donkey, whatever, that's available to be able to hold this person's pishtin to save his pishtin. Again, because the pishtin's worth more than your eitzim, so you mechuyif to give up your eitzim in order to save his pishtin. Three cases, all sort of the same case. Even though the Mashmaisa Gemara, the first case, certainly is like that, that you're coming to Marishas Bal Karchi. The next two cases talking about where the Baal HaYayin is mechuyif to give up his wine to save the Dvash. But Taisit plugs in that it's really all talking about the same type of case where it's again that it's not that he's doing the Maisa, I'm doing the Maisa. The Baal HaDvash is helping himself, going to the Baal HaYayin, pouring out the barrel of wine, Bal Karchi, to save his Dvash. Or throwing out his Eitzim, Bal Karchi, in order to save his Pishon. So you have three cases in the Gemara. This is Vishmo, B'Nesha, 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 B'Nesha. It's a Tanai Bezdin. All right. Do we pass him like Rabbi Shmuel? That is the Machlokes Rishonim. The Rif and the Rama hold that we do not pasken like this Tanai Bezdin. It's a Shita Yechidahu. We don't go like this. So we don't pasken this at Tanai Bezdin. Mela, I'm not Mechuyev to save it. And comes along the Rosh and says, no, we do pasken like Rishmol. So we will pasken like that. And you do have a Tanai Bezdin, you're Mechuyev to give up your own item in order to save your someone else's. Those are the two Shitas in the Rama here. The Ramah is bringing down. The first sheet is the Rosh, and the second sheet is the Rif and the Ramah. So far, so good. This is easy, basic. Now comes along a Sma. Comes along the Sma. Look in Sma, Sivkot and Yudches. Sma has a Gevaldik Echidish. Tam Pluktasun Kasavte Bisim and Veshayin Dalid, which is what I just told you, Machloikis, I believe we hold this Tanai Bezdin. V'sham kasafti dinira da afilu ladas hachokin b'ze. Even the second sheet of the Rif and the Ramah who hold that there is no tunai bezdin, and you're not mechuyiv to give up your own item to save yenil. Mikol makum b'poyel ha'oisek b'malachtoi. If you're working, you have a job. You're getting paid X amount of dollars per hour. You're having a job. And if you're going to have to give up your job to save my item, you're going to lose money. You're going to lose salary. The halacha is, if you have a poel, oitzik bin malachto, v'yesh lefon av hashavas aveda, and he has the opportunity to save an aveda, v'oim eloi ba'al aveda shalom lo koskar pulosko, hashev avedosi, and if the ba'al aveda tells him, don't worry about your job, I'll reimburse you for the salary that you're getting, that you're going to lose for saving my item, but please save my item. The halacha is, oktesma, ditzarech la'ashiva, you are mechuyev to save his item. V'lekech mimenus kabetelosai, and you can collect from his ischah betelo, lekula yalma. In such a case, everyone is moida. Even the Rif and the Rama is moida that you're mechuyiv to give up your job to save my aveda, and of course I reimburse you the loss of your salary. Why is here lekula yalma moida? What's a chilik between this mass case and the case that the Mar brings down by yos, by the yayin that's a machlokes? By the yayin, I'm not mechuyiv to give up my yayin, like the Rif and the Ramah. But by the job I am mechuyev, shani hocha, the yochel is natzel v'loyma nechali b'yayin shali. Over here is different. I want my own item. What are you going to do? You're going to tell me you're going to reimburse me for my wine. That's very nice. I don't want your money. I want my wine. Your money is never going to replace my wine. I want my wine. So therefore, I'm not mechuyev to give up my wine to save your item, even if you reimburse me. But over there, what's your excuse? That you're going to get paid a salary. Beseda, I'll reimburse you for that salary. The dollars are the same. It's the same thing. I'm going to pay you the same dollars that your boss is going to pay you. So what's the problem? I'm going to reimburse you fully. Here, lekuli yalma, you're mechuyev to give up your job in order to save his item. Chiddush Rasma. What's the lumdus of Rasma? The lumdus of Rasma is that the whole machlokes here is whether there was a tanai bezin or not. We paskin, let's say the Rif and the Rama pass, there is no tanai bezin. So I was like, okay, there's no tanai bezin. That's because even the first sheet holds that there is a tanai bezin, holds you need to come on to a tanai bezin. It means midaraisa, everyone's moida, that you're not mechuyev to give up your yayin in order to save his dvash, because I want my own wine. I don't want your money to replace my wine. I want wine. Comes home to the Rabbanan and say, come on, please. You're going to give up your nechalei b'shaloi. Do a chesed. Give up your nechalei b'shaloi, your right to bekaf shaloi, in order to save the guy an unbelievable loss. That's a tanai bezdin. But without a tanai bezdin, lukuliyama, you'd be party here. But on that case, the other case, where the guy is giving up his job and all he's losing is dollars, you don't have the svar. He has no chepetz that he's giving up. He has no svar of nechalei b'shaloi. Over there, lekuleyam yimuchiv midaraisa to save. You don't even have to come on to a tanai bezin. Avad, there's no tanai bezin. I don't need a tanai bezin. Midaraisa yimuchiv to save. Because every time midaraisa, you have a mitzvah hashavas aved, and your only excuse is you're going to lose out. You're not going to lose out. I promise to reimburse you. Once I promise to reimburse you, you're not losing out. Now you're mechuyev midaraisa to save. You have a mitzvah daraisa of hashavas aved. I say zok tesma. I give all the kesma. If you could tell me that there's no right to bekav shaloi, I'll give you another example like that. Is the Bach. The Bach in Reish Samachay says the same chiluk that the Sma says, and is Moisev a Knech, similar to your case. He says, Adkan is talking about when you have personal wine to drink. But if you manufacture wine, you buy wine, you're a seicha, you're buying and selling wine, and all the wine means to you is profit, you're not drinking this wine. What do you need this wine for? To be able to sell it. That's all it means. So as long as the guy promises to reimburse you for that wine, to give you the profit, so to speak, the value of the wine that you would have been able to sell it off to someone else, then avadi mechuyev to do it, even if you're giving up a chefetz. The only reason why this is different, because you're giving up a personal wine that can't be, it's your wine. Dollars are not going to make it. But if you don't need the wine, it's just a means of making profit. So as long as he's willing to reimburse you in the profit, then you mechuyev midaraisa to save Yana's item. Gewaldik a chiddush of a Sma and a Bach.
That way too, it could be, if I'm saying I can't afford not get paid by my owner, because I showed I'm not reliable,
Oh, no, it's enekonami. If you have a job that the guy doesn't come in, he's be fired, because I'm asking. Because unless you're willing to reimburse me my whole salary, you know, hey, big life, I'm good. But we're talking about, normal, yesterday you were able to come late, you know, when you needed something to come late for. You did carpool, you came late. Now today, now you can't come late, the boss is nervous, you know. But yeah, if that would be the case, you're right. Now this gewaldige chiddush of the Sman of Bach, unbeknownst to them, is a rishon. There's a hashlama. The hashlama in Bava Kamma, in Perek Yud, Oy Zayin, Mamish says this chilek. Chilek is, if it's your item, you're not mechuyev to give up your item midoraisa. It comes along tonight bezdin. We do all the time bezdin. We don't all the time bezdin. But when you don't have an item they're giving up, it's only money you're giving up, a job you're giving up, that's money, then you're mechuyev now to do it. You don't need tonight bezdin. You're mechuyev now to do it. So now you have a shlama, sma, and bach. Gewaldik. Let's look at Rishach. We're going to have to develop this, Rabbi. So bring out a lot of cases here, but let's look at the shachs of Katan Ches. Oh, sorry, Sivkotan Zayin. V'yesh chokin, zoktus shach, ayin lekamon, simin reish samachei hagoa beiz. So if you look in reish samachei hagoa beiz, it means the Ramah, but the second part of the Ramah, the latter part of the Ramah, mamish, it's at the end of the Siv. The case is, im hisna im abaylam, oy bifnei bezin, shiyito masha yafsid. If you make a tanai in front of the Bailam or Bezin that you're going to give, that you're going to be reimbursed, Masha Yafsid, from your salary, Vehushuhu, and they permitted him, yes, save, and we'll make sure that he reimburses you your salary, Hareza Noitel, you have to do it, Vitzarech, well, sorry, the Mechavra said Hareza Noitel, you get reimbursed. Comes along the Ramah, Vitzarech Lashiv, and your Mechuiv Lashiv, Me'achash Hareitan L'shalom D'meyav Seidoi, good. Once you got that commitment, Zokter Amor, you are now mechuyev to save that item. Mechuyev to do it. Now over there, talking about a salary. Mamish, the case with the Sman is trying to make the chilek. So, l'chay, what does the shach mean to do? The shach is trying to give you a ma'amokim, that over here, the Ramah brings down 2 days. And over there, the Ramah just goes straight with this shitas, seemingly the shitas harash, that says you mechuyev to do it. So it doesn't 100% shtim. And if you look in Reish Ayin Dalid, the Ramah over there, but negate to the case of the honey, the case of the bees and the branch, the Ramah over there brings down the Mechlekes Rishonim, same Mechlekes Rishonim, if you have the Tanai Bezin or not. So in Reish Samak Dalid, he brings a Mechlekes. And in Reish Ayin Dalid, he brings a Mechlekes. And punkt in Reish Samachay, when it's talking about losing salary, the Ramah says, Vade bepritis avadi muchiv to do it. Why didn't he bring down a Mechlekes over there? That's what the shach is trying to be ma'ira, that, you know, over there he goes straight with that shita. But loit the sman, the bach's chilek, is pashit. Because over there it's takal kuliyama. Buying the chil shel dvarim, I'm losing my branch. I'd rather have my branch than pay. Here, you're losing yain. I'd rather have my yain than pay. So vada, there's another shita who holds that. There's no tanai bezin. But mashenkin, erase ha-mechei, it's all they're talking about is losing salary. The second the guy commits to reimbursing for the salary, now you mechuyiv mederaisa to save the item. Very geschmack. Hey, stems gewaldig. Sorry? No, the shach means it or not. You're just giving your man welcome that it doesn't stim. So if you learn like this man back, it stims gewaldig. Or the shach is trying to tell you, either he went like that, or he's trying to tell you that you see that really, deep down, maybe the Ramah really goes like the first shita. Because over there he saw some like the first shita. Maybe. Okay, that's what the shach means to do. You have to know. We'll see. But as we get further tonight, maybe we'll have another right to such a thing. All right. So far, Geshmak, such a chilek. Comes along Riki Vega. Look at Riki Vega. Sma Isid Ches, the Yachal is Natsil, he wants his own Yayin. Nichta Betzidai Zak Riki Vega, Lechaira, Medivrei Chumas Hadesh, and Simon Shinta Zayin, Le Mashmakain. It's not Mashma like this chilek of the Sma. The Hasim, in the case of Chumas Hadesh, and Hoyerak Menias Revach, Be'esik, he was also only giving up, the Matzah was also only giving up his Menias Revach. And nevertheless, the Chumas Hadesh says, "V'tali lo adin da'asim b'makleikas arif arash." And nevertheless, he said, "It's totally on this makleikas if you have a tanai bezin or not, the rif and the rosh." If the sma would be right, that when it's Menias HaRevach, it's only dollars we're talking about, not only with the Chavis of Nekalei B'Shaloi, then there, Lekuliyama, right, this Ma'oz said, Lekuliyama, you'd be Chayiv. So why is the Terumas HaDeshen only making it a Machlek as Riff and Rosh of Tnai Bezin? Now, what is the case of the Terumas HaDeshen? Geshmaka case, the case was, is that Shimon had a deal. He had to, I believe, collect a Chayiv from a guy. And if he doesn't get to the guy quickly, it's over. He'll never be, the guy's leaving town. He's never going to be repaid. He has to chap him. He has no vehicle to chap him. So he goes to Reuven's house and wants to take Reuven's horse away from Reuven to be able to save. Now, Reuven wasn't home. Reuven's wife was home. So he goes to the wife and says, I want the horse. I want to take the horse. So Reuven's wife says, don't take the horse, because Reuven also needs the horse to be able to be matzel himself from an asik that he's about to lose, which, inshallah, what the asik was, the Darki Moshe seems to say it's also a collection of a chayiv. He also needs to collect a chayiv and needs a horse. So Shimon says, how much is Reuven's chayiv? $10. Well, my chayiv is worth so much more. I'm taking this horse, and I'll reimburse you those $10. Fine. He grabs the horse, and he goes. And something happens to the horse, and there's a problem. Now, the shaila in the Terumas HaDeshen was Shimon right now a gazlan for taking Reuven's horse, Bal Karchai, Shalom Midaitai, I feel, he wasn't even there. He took his horse, Shalom Midaitai, Shalom Bafanov, he grabbed his horse and went. Is he a gazlan for taking that horse? His wife objected.
Shimon was mechiv to do that.
Sorry?
If he would be there, he would be
mechiv
to do it.
Oh, so Zok the Terumas HaDeshen, it's totally on this machloikis. If you hold like the Rosh, that I could do Bar Kokhai, and even mechiv to do it. So if I'm not a gazlan, I can even do Bar Kokhai, right? The Gemara says, I'm allowed to spill out your wine, Bar Kokhai, in order to save my dvash. So I'm doing the same thing. I'm stealing, so to speak. I'm helping myself to your horse, Bar Kokhai, spilling out your chayv. You won't be able to collect your chayv, but it's only $10. So I'm spilling out your chayv in order for me to collect my chayv, which is considerably more. As long as I reimburse you for your chayv, I'm allowed to do it, so that if I'm not a gazlan. But if you hold like the Rif and the Rama that doesn't have this Tanai Bezin, then I'm a gazlan for taking the horse. So I'm gazlan taking the horse, and I'm going to be chayv for Einzin. So you see from this, Terumas HaDeshen, not like the Sma. You see that this Terumas HaDeshen has such a case that it was only Menias HaRevach for Reuven, and nevertheless he said that late the Rif and the Rama, I will not be able to take his horse away from him, Bar Kokhai, because we don't know the Tanai Bezin. Like the Rosh holds the Tanai Bezin, yeah, Avadah can take it. But if like the Rif and Ramah don't know the Tanai Bezin, I have no right to take it. So the Meila, as a Kumtois, it's a Gavaldika, right? So a Raya, a Kishmaka Raya from the Terumas HaDeshen, not like the Sma. L'chay. Sorry? Yeah, but he's not. I didn't have a mind. The horse I planned on giving back to you. What I was mafsid you was the chayv that you needed your horse to collect. Right? You need the horse to collect your chayv, which is $10. I was mafsid you that chayv. That chayv of hefzid of that $10 is only money. So mamela, I'm only mafsid that $10. It's only menias harevach. Okay, that wasn't the case. Because then maybe you won't have the Tanai Bezin either, maybe. But if the guy is Taka Batlin, then you wouldn't have the Tanai Bezin too, maybe, right? You have to know how wide, because I'm not mechuyev to give up the horse. Right, okay, fine. But Lamai says that wasn't the Tanya. The Tanya is a regular din of a Tanai Bezin. It's totally in that machloek is a Tanai Bezin. That halacha, this Terumas HaDeshen, interesting enough, is a Ramah. So, you know, Rikiv Ege is very edel. You know, what do you do with that Terumas HaDeshen? Lamai says, Ramon Shin Ches Siv Zayin brings down this halacha, the Terumas HaDeshen. Not only that, he only brings down half the halacha. I mean, the Jumadar says it's tali namachlekes rishayim if you have a tanai bezin or not. The Ramah just paskins over there that avada is a tanai bezin and avada you're not a gazlan because you had a right to take the horse. So, often not over there, zok the goyin, that this is going like the shita harishayna, like the shita zarash over here, that you're mechuyev to do it and there is a tanai bezin. Because if you held like the second sheet, no Tanai Bezin, then you won't be Mekoyev. But if you go like the first sheet, there's a Tanai Bezin. So that whole halacha is only going like the first sheet of the Ramah over here. I say, like they're going. Right? Gishmak. I mean, which is really the Terumas HaDeshen really says that. Now we have again a shtickle steers Ramah. Because the other Ramah is being soisim like that sheet, that you are Mekoyev to do it. And over here, in a Reish HaYindala, the Ramah brings down two sheetas.
But it's not very good.
Oh. So let's play this out. Very good. So let's play this out. So if you learn like this, Maluchai, it's very partial to Cheshbon, is that, which is what Rabbi Kivek is sort of saying, right, going the other way. Kivek is using that as right connected to Sma. But if you learn like the Sma, that's good word Ramova, they only brought down the first Shita. Because the Sma holds that when there's a Minias HaRevach, when there's no Nechalei B'Shaloi, everyone knows that you Mechuyib Midaraisa to save. There's a Mitzvah of Shavuot Aved. You don't even have to come on to tonight, Bezdin. So it's very Geshmak. Over there, when there's only Minias HaRevach, Avad Yavachiv to save it, Avad is a Mitzvah of Shavuot Aved, you don't have to come on to it. It's nothing to do with this Sma Plekis or tonight, Bezdin. But maybe that's why the Ramova says it means, in other words, that even though the Trumas Hadeshin himself is toilet in this Machlokes, so it's clear that the Trumas Hadeshin didn't have this chilek, but the Sma touched up the Ramah that the Ramah held of this chilek, like the Baal HaShlomah held of this chilek. Mimei Zeri Geshmak, Reish Samach Dalet and Reish Ayin Dalet is a Machlokes, and Reish Samach Hei by losing salary, or Shin Ches, when it's talking about losing the Chayv, you won't be able to collect, which is Vaita only dollars, so there's no Chayvit, so Vaita, you are Mechuyiv to give that up in order to save. Mimel, that's very Geshmak, why over there, and in Reish Samach Hei, he only brings down the first sheet that he Mechuyiv, because everyone holds like that. Very, very Geshmak. Almost. Why almost? Because the Sma over there is this Kasha, and Shun Ches, how does it stim over here? The Ramah brings in Machlokes, and there is no Machlokes. And he says a whole different chilek. Shver chilek, I don't want to go into it. But how do chilek, why punt over there, everyone would be moida that there's a Tanai Bezdin. Like the Sma over here, the chilek is pashit. Chilek is over there, there's no chayfet, so everyone holds that you're mechiv to do. What's going on? It's a problem here. It means something's off. We're missing something. Even the Sma doesn't hold it as Chelek. So what's off? So I think it's a Parsha de Cheshbon. If you look over there in the Ramah, the Ramah says a Loshen, that the reason why you're not a Gazlin is Mishum de Tnai Bezdin Hu. So words in the Ramah, de Tnai Bezdin Hu. He says the reason why you're not a Gazlin in the case when you steal my horse is because Tnai Bezdin Hu that I'm Mechuyiv to save. Like the Sma over here is Chelek has nothing to do with Tnai Bezdin. What was the Sma's chilek? Sma goes, I know that the Rif and the Rosh have a machlokes, if there is such a thing as a Tanai Bezdin. But in a case where you're not losing anything, it's only dollars, you don't have the Sra Nechalei B'Shaloi, then you mechuyiv midaraisa even without a Tanai Bezdin. Now you mechuyiv in Hashava midaraisa to save. That's the Sma's svar over here, right? That svar can't work over there. I mean, it should have worked over there, but it can't work in the words of the Ramah. Because the Ramah over there says, that's Tanai Bezdin. Bishlam, if the Ramah didn't say the word Tanai Bezdin, we'd be very geshmak. You're mechuyiv to do it, how to mitzvah the rights of Hashavas Aveda. But the Ramah plugs in over there, the reason why you're not a Gazlin is because of Tanai Bezdin. What has to do with Tanai Bezdin? It's not Tanai Bezdin. Loitis Mas Chiluk over here, you're mechuyiv me the rights to do it because he's reimbursing you for the dollars that you lose. So it's mechuyiv me the rights. Elamah, you see that it's impossible to plug in the Sma over there. So why not? Why can't. Why not? Well, what's going on? Why tack it to the Ramah say it's Tanai Bezdin and not say it's a Chiv Midaraisa also Shavuot Aveda? So I think it's Pashut. The reason is, I mean, I have to be careful because Luchai is going against Rav Kivega, but I think it's Pashut. The reason is that in order to make me Mechuyiv Midaraisa to save, I have to be there. You want to make me Mechuyiv, you know, if I have a lulav, I'm Mechuyiv to shake the lulav. If I see your Aveda, I'm Mechuyiv to save your Aveda. If I don't see your Aveda, I don't have a Mitzvah Shavuot Aveda. You lost something, and I don't know where you lost it. I have a Mitzvah Shavuot Aveda? I don't have a Mitzvah, I didn't see your Aveda. I'm not there. Reuven wasn't home. Shimon went by himself and stole Reuven's horse. Reuven wasn't there. So you can't say that Reuven is Mechuyiv Midaraisa to save. He's not there. He can never have a Mitzvah Mutalalav to save if he's not there. And his money that's there, the sus that's there, is not mitzvah. A person, a human being, is mitzvah in the mitzvah satayra. Money is not mitzvah in mitzvah satayra. So his money, his sus, is not mechuyiv to save my chayiv. So the sus doesn't have that responsibility, and he doesn't have the responsibility because he's not there. He doesn't have a mitzvah. So avanda, there's no mitzvah derais over there. So, sorry? His wife is there, so what? But his wife doesn't own my sus. His wife can, right? His wife doesn't know Reuven's sus. Reuven knows Reuven's sus. So his wife might have a mitzvah, but she has nothing to save with. She doesn't have a sus to save. So she can't do anything. And it's only him to do it. And he's not there. He can't be mitzvah. Now, who says this type of a chilek, just You know, you think that I'm wild. It's there's a raivin above a kama, kuf yud zayin mebeis in the shita, and the very same Ashlama says this lahedya, that in order for the person to be mechuyev, he has to be there. If he's not there, he can't have a chiyah. And his mammon is not meshubit to save. It's only he's meshubit to save. If he's there, if he's not there, there's no mitzvah. So mameila, in that case, when he wasn't there, it's impossible this maschilik. You can't have this maschilek. Because all maschilek is geboit to b'chai gavno, everyone's made that on a deraisidika level there's a mitzvah to save. That even though the Rif doesn't hold of a tonight bezin, but b'chai gavno there's a chiv midaraisa to save. Over there, there can't be a chiv midaraisa. He wasn't there. So now it's very geshmak. So it's very poshut why the Ramah says tonight bezin. And it's very poshut why the true Masadeshin was tali in the machlek, is Rif and Rosh. I mean, what is Riki Vega asking on the Sma? What did he see from the Sma? He's saying the Truma Zedashin is a Rai Nalak Sma. There's no Rai from the Truma Zedashin. The case over there couldn't have the Chilak. It couldn't be Saibel the Chilak of the Sma. He wasn't there, so he couldn't have a Chiv. So if you couldn't have a Chiv, the only way to get him is from a Tanai Bezin. Because the Tanai Bezin said that even if the guy's not there, you'll have to do a Baal Korchai. You ought to go into his field and help yourself and cut off his branch. You'll have to do a Baal Korchai. Oh, you could do a Baal Korchai. Very good, that's a Tanai Bezin. Who holds a Tanai Bezin? Only the Rosh, not the Rif. Oh, it's a Machloikis. Very good, so that's totally in this Machloikis. But to say that that case, everyone would hold that you're Mechiv to do, you can't say that. The guy wasn't there, so you can't have a Chiv Mederaisa. Sorry? Which, no, that's why this Master says in Svara. Okay, it's good this Master. The reason why you need to come on to the Svar of Tanai Bezin because not there. So why is Ramah Paskin over there, Tanai Bezin, and over here it brings in a Machlokes? So it's mad to say a different Chilik over there in Shinches. But he couldn't say the Chilik that he has over here because this Chilik is Geboit, that the guy is Mechuv Mideraisa. And that you don't have over there. You can't have a Mechuv Mideraisa. He wasn't there. So Chari, that's a push of the Cheshin. You're going to ask me why the Ramah over there bring down only one Shita and over here he brings down both Shitas? So Vaiti, you have to say either because really he holds like the first sheet is Ikal Halacha. Like sort of we suggest maybe that's what the Shach means. Or Hayois is a Machloikis. So Midei Sofik, you can't force him, right? So Hamitzvik of Elov, right? You want to make this guy into a Gazlan, he'll say Kimli like the sheet is a Rosh, that I'm not a Gazlan. Kimli like the sheet is a Rosh, that you all Mechuv, that there is a Tanai Bezan, that I have a right to take your horse Baal Korchai. So you can't be mechayv me for Einsum of the Sus as like a Gazlan. So Ramah Paskin, that you can't be mechayv Shimon for taking the horse, because he could say Kimli like the Rosh. He knows it's a Machlokes, and he wrote down the Machlokes Bimkoimai over here in Hilchas Aveda Metziah. And over there, Agav, he's just telling you, Neralacha, you can't be Maitzi Mammon because it's a Machlokes. It's not, all right. But that Lechayo is the first Shlav. The first Shlav is yes, but it's only when there's a Chiv Midrash when the guy is there. Rabbi said, let's go to the next step. The next step is a Chuvis Beis Yaakov, Simin Nun. Beis Yaakov brings down the Sma. He doesn't bring down our Sma, he brings the Sma at the beginning of the Sim, Sifkot Nalef, which basically says the same Chilik. But he argues with the Sma. He brings a Raya from a Gemara, not like the Sma. What's his Raya? The Gemara in Sanhedrin says, Ein Gimel Med Aleph, how do I know if I see, Menayim Le Roya Es Chaver Shu Tavei Benar, you see Chulila, someone drowning, how do you know you're Mechiv to save the person? Well, Shtet Le Samen Adam Rayecha. You need to come on to Lazam Adam Reacha Mehosa Nafka. There's a Pasuk of Hashem Vaisilai. You have a Chiv Hashava, like Hashava Zavedi, you have a Chiv Hashava. You're supposed to be Meshav Gufa, you're supposed to save the guy's life. So what do you need an extra Pasuk of Lazam Adam Reacha for? So I think Mara, because Hava Mina, if it would only be Altsva Hashem Vaisilai, Hava Mina, that's only Le Mitrach Nafshei, Le Mitrach Begufei. If for you to be Tareach and save the person's Aveda or save the person's life. But lemeger aguri, to hire poyalim, to hire matzilim, to hire workers to save this guy, to hire divers, lifeguards to save the guy, who said you mechuyev to spend money to save the guy, to lay out the money to save the guy. Kamash malon, an extra pasuk, leisamer adam recha, that to save a guy's life, yes, you mechuyev even to lay out money. It's a Gemara. Zok to Beis Yaakov, you see mefush in the Gemara, that if it was not for that extra pasuk, it would only have been for the first pasuk of Hashem Vaisilai, the regular din like of Shabbos Aveda. You'd only be mechuyev lemitrach benafshei to do tircha, but you're not mechuyev to lay out money, to spend money in order to save the guy. Only that's learned out from the extra pasuk. Boy, lisanam dam rech, when you're saving a guy's life, sakonis avashos. But for stam sakonis moment, to save the guy's moment, you see you're not mechuyv to hire workers to save the guy. Mefushu gemara, not like the sma. I say zok to Beis Yaakov. Merely pasuk's not like the. Now, who else says this? Baruch Hashem, there's a ponim yafis in Pashas Kiseise, who on the different maskal leisira says the exact same thing. From the exact same raya, brings the same raya to prove that you're not mechuyev to lay out money in order to save someone. As I tainted the Beis Yaakov and the ponim.
Laying out money, he's getting reimbursed.
Where is here?
Here, but the smah is by toil.
Correct, he's getting reimbursed. And the smah nemzon that you are mechuyev. And in that Gemara, you're also getting reimbursed. The Rosh says over there, you're getting reimbursed for the workers that you hire. And nevertheless, mavun the Gemara, only as the extra pasuk of Zamad Amrech, without it, you would not have to do it. So it's mafuish, lechayr from the Gemara, that if it's not sakonis nefashis, you're not mechuyiv to lay out money even to get reimbursed. You don't have that chiyiv. There's no chiyiv hashava b'chai gavna. And over here, you see you have the chiyiv hashava.
Okay?
Over there, no. The Rosh says over there, the Gemara Tzumah, you're going to get the money back.
But you don't have to save him if you won't get the money back.
Well, I didn't say that. Then you still have to save him if you don't. But the case of the Gemara is that if the guy has money, he's mechuyev to reimburse you. And even that, you needed an extra pasuk for. Let's move on the Rosh like that. All right. So now you have a Fusha Gemara, not like the Sma. So not like the Sma is something to worry about, for sure. But it's even not like the Hashlam. It's a Rishon. The Rishon didn't miss a Gemara. That's... We have a call. Rishons don't make mistakes. So now we have a problem here. Now we have a Gemara, not like the Baal HaShlomo. What are we going to do? How do you stim the two? Here the HaShlomo made the Chilek, and here you have a Gemara, Mefush Reker. So I want to make a following suggestion, and I'll bring a right to the suggestion. Is even if you tell me the Sma's Lomdis, the HaShlomo's Lomdis, that you mechuyev to lay out money when you're going to be reimbursed, that's only when the reimbursement is guaranteed. How is it guaranteed? Simple, I have a mashkin. Because I'm going to save your dvash. Or I'm going to save your chamor, which is considerably worth more than my yayin and my chamor. So, and you promised to pay me, so you better pay me. Oh, you're not going to pay me? No problem, I'll just keep your chamor. It means I'm covered. I'm secure that no problem, I will be covered. I have nothing to worry about. So I have nothing on the line to lose. I've adam chayv mideraisa. To save your item. But in a case where I don't have your mashkin, for example, I'm saving Reuven's life. He promised, Mami swore up and down he's going to reimburse me. That's very nice. But from Kachoy Yemayna, you have to bow down a few times. Still, you're going to get paid, right? So he's promising me that he's going to pay me, right? But Lamai Sigaret, if I save the guy's life, oh, he has an excuse, he has to pay utility bills, he's not really up to it, he's not sure he really should, maybe he's be able to swim himself. You ever have a car accident? The guy, I have this all the time, I mentioned the other night also this week. Guy comes at Bishas Meister, the guy said, I'll pay you, please don't call the police. All of a sudden, he gets home, the guy didn't call me, it's too late. You know, he changed his mind, yeah, he doesn't have money, I'm not sure he's really chai. No. I'm not playing this game. I'm not going to risk my money for your benevolence that tomorrow you should want to pay, reimburse me. That's considered a loss. That's considered a risk on my part. I am certainly not mechuyev mideraisa to do that. It's only when I have your item as a mashkin, that's when the sma says a mechuyev mideraisa. So let's play this out. Avada the Gemara has a hava mina that by a tzolos nefashis, you don't have a chiv to mitzi mamon to hire poilim. That's because there is no mashkin in that case. When there is no mashkin, avadi not mechuyev to do it. But by hashavis aveda, where you're being meshiv the aveda, you're going to save the aveda, and you'll have the aveda as a mashkin, there was a double parsha avadi you mechuyev midaraisa to lay out the money, even to hire poilim to do. Because you're covered. You'll have the aveda to cover it. It's not a problem. Mamela is very geschmack. The whole Havamina Gemara over there, it's faket. The whole Havamina Gemara is only by a Shavis goof where there is no mashkin. And that was only Havamina because we have an extra pasuk like Samana Dam Reacha. But by a Shavis moment, there was not even a Havamina because over there you have a mashkin. Navadi Mechiv to save. Now, where did I get dream up this chilek? God, it's a geschmack of chilek, but it didn't come from me. It's a Nasivis. There's a Nasivis in Shin Gimus, the end of Sif Kontes, who Mamish makes us. Dava Pashi, name the Pashas. The Gemara Rabbi says, we need to know this Gemara. The Gemara is that a Shem Mesacha, The Gemara in Tzadik Gimel Membeis, the Gemara says in Bav Metzia, the Gemara says Hashem Mesacha, when he's being attacked by robbers, Hayaloy Lakadim Barayim with a Maklas. Lions or robbers are coming. He's Mechuyev to Lakadim Barayim with a Maklas, even Beskar. He's Mechuyev to hire other shepherds and weapons to be able to ward off the attack and shoot the lions or whatever it is and save the Bala Pekodin's item. He's Mechuyev to do it. It's a Gemara. Zokta Nesivis. That's only b'chai gavno, when you'll have the sheep or whatever was entrusted with you, you'll have the pekodin as a mashkin to reimburse. Because if you don't have the mashkin, you don't have the bala pekodin's mashkin to reimburse for the money that you're hiring workers, you're not mechuyev to lay out the money. Because you're going to get maybe a risk. You'll lay out the money and the guy won't pay you. What are you going to do then? Take him to bed, and what are you going to do? So you're not mechuyev to do it. Zakta Nesivis, that whole chiv is only when you have a mashkin to cover all the money that you lay out to hire workers to save. So Nesivis makes this chilek. So late Nesivis chilek, the whole Beis Yaakov's kasha, the whole Panim Yafiz Raya kasha, hebzach nishon, this mazgerech, and over there it's only by a shavetz aguf, where there is no mashkin, that's why you don't have a chiv. But when you have a mashkin, Im kinem advar rabbi said we have another chilek, another teretz of kiveges kasha. Till now I was telling you that kiveges kasha was is that the Reuven wasn't there, so there's no chiv mederaisa, so you can't have the chilek of the sma. And you ask maybe his wife's there, maybe that should be enough. But like this chilek, I'll tell you even better. Reuven is there, and he says I don't want to give up my horse, and we tell him, what do you mean mederaisa you mukhiv to give up the horse? So in order for me that I should get the horse and I should run after my Baal Chayv and save my money and collect my Chayv. Reuven's going to say, Reb Yid, let's play this out. You're going to take my horse, collect your Chayv. You promise me up and down that you're going to reimburse me my $10. I don't have that $10. I don't have a mashkin from you. No way. I'm not giving you up my horse. I don't have the Chayv to give up my horse. Bishlam, if Reuven will take his own horse and run after Shimon's loiva and collect the Chayv from Shimon's loiva and have the Chayv, the collection, the payment in his pocket, and he'll go back to Shimon and say, I'm just, you know, taking some to reimburse me, no problem. Then he's covered. But that's not the case. The case is that Shimon stole Reuven's horse. Shimon took Reuven's horse to save it, to collect his own Chayv. Reuven is mamish vulnerable. He has no security. He's not mechuyev to lose his own chayv because Shimon promised to reimburse him. That he doesn't have a chayv to do, because he has no mashkin. Very geshmak. So bezoi, it's going to come out. Rabbi Yisai, another chilek, a posher chilek. Why? The kiveges kasha l'chayev tiknan. I mean, can't say tiknan, but it's not a kasha because over there you can't have the chayv. The whole chayv is only when you're covered, when you have a mashkin, when you're doing the hatzala, when you're saving the guy's devash, so you have his devash as a mashkin. When you're saving his chamor, you have the chamor as a mashkin. But when he's saving his own devash, he's going to steal the barrel from you to save his own devash, that you don't have a chayv to do. That's only mikoyach hatanai bezdin. Because Chazal Masakin, that even without a mashkin, we want you to save the guy's stuff. Okay, good. Chazal, I hear chesed. It's kedai to come on this world to be able to be man and achayit to do a chesed. Kavaldik. But lemaisa geret, I don't have that chiv. It's only outside tanai bezdin. So memel is telling the machlekes yishayim, riff and rush, if we have a tanai bezdin or not. But a chiv midraisa you can't have because you don't have a mashkin. You're not covered. So vadi you don't have a chiv midraisa. Very good shmak. All right, let's play this out. One more shlav of this. And that is that, but the noch a kasha on, I'm going to ask a kasha on the sma from a gfusha gemara. Almost a gfusha gemara. That gemara of Shem Mesacha, the hoyoloi lekadim b'reim of amaklois, the gemara is talking about a Shem Mesacha. The rishonim read into the gemara that even by a Shem Mechinim, the same halacha that if a Shem Mechinim spends money, the gemara says clearly, only Shem Mesacha has a chiv to spend the money. Not a Shem Mechinim. A Shem Mechinim is not mechuyev to lay out money in order to ward off the attack of the bandits or the shepherds. But the Shem read into the Gemara that if a Shem Mechinim would do it, Avad he's going to get reimbursed. That's how the Rishonim, Tosis, many Rishonim read into the Gemara like that. Sounds like they had a mashmois in the Gemara like that. Good. So now let's go back to that Gemara. The Gemara says, Lehedya, only a Shem Mesacha has a chiv and not a Shem Mechinim. A Shem Mechinim is not mechuyev to hire Rayim to ward off the attack. Now here I have the Shanim saying Mefurish, teaching the Gemara, that if he would do it, Avadi would get reimbursed. So a Hefsid Maman he doesn't have. He's certainly going to get reimbursed. and he's going to have the mashkin, the sheep that he's saving. He's going to be a mashkin. And yet the Gemara names on that only Hashem Asach is mechuyiv to do it, and not Hashem Achinam. It's mefurush a Gemara that you don't have such a chiv. Because had this been an underlying chiv of Hashavas Aveda, dame ocha the chiv Hashem Achinam. Stam, every human being, every yid, would have a chiv al Hashavas Aveda to ward off this attack. Spend the money, get reimbursed, and ward off the attack. What's going on? The Elmais mefurush a Gemara that you don't have a chiv Hashavas Aveda to be hired, poyalim, to do Adzalah.
Mefurush.
Probably. Oh, so how's that? So then you could always say that. You don't want to make a shura. So the only mechiv to do when you have Eidim. So you're going to say that in the Sma as well? That you only mechiv to, I hear, maybe. I mean, and over here the Bailam Madiyah, so the Bailam knows. He doesn't have to make a shura. Yeah, we once had such a type of good. All right, fine. The Ma'is is L'chayit Ha'mafur Shigamara. Baruch Hashem, I found the Nesivis Estekasha. Sort of. Don't on and smile, but stam, he teaches the Gemara. And Sif is in Simon Kuf Chav Ches, Sif Kotten Gimel. Sort of bavons. What happened to your underlying Chiva Shavas Aveda? So, then Sif is Enachanami. You do have a Chiva Shavas Aveda. I have a Fusha Gemara. The Gemara says you don't have a Chiv. So, the Gemara, no. So, then Sif is no. The Gemara just means that if Hashem Echinim didn't hire Royim, you can't fault him and be Mechayiv him for the loss of your sheep, for the loss of the Pekodin. Hashem Achsach has a responsibility of Shmira to protect your Pekodin. And if he blows that Shmira, then he's Mechiv to pay. Hashem Echinam, Enek Naim has a Chiv Mitzad HaShavas HaVeda, but not Mitzad his Din Shmira. Mamel, if he blows it and doesn't pay, you can't fault him for it, so you won't be able to be Mechiv him for the Haitzos. Because HaShavas HaVeda, if a guy has a Mitzvah HaShavas HaVeda and blows the Mitzvah, you can't be Mechayiv him. I see you Aveda in the Sheikh Chulila and I turn a blind eye and now you Aveda gets lost. You can't be Mechayiv me. Chulila, I mean, the person was over an Issa. He didn't do his mitzvah, a mitzvah deraisa. But you can't fault, he's not Yeshayma. So that's what the Gemara means. Al tilcha shmir, Hashem Achim is not Mechayiv to spend money. Memelu, you can't fault him. You can't be Mechayiv him if he doesn't hire. But if you want to know, should he hire? He has a chiv to hire. Al tashavis Aveda. I say, Zakhtin Nesivis. A blitz chiddush of the Nesivis. And God did the Divri Mishpat over there in Kuf Chav Ches and in Reish Tzadi Aleph as well, who sort of says it even is Mechadash more than the Nesivis. A blitz. Problem is, if you look through the Taisis and the Rosh and Bava Kam and Chesamid Aleph and the Radva and the Piskiriyaz over there in the Gemara Bamesia, they're all mashma. It's not just you can't be Mechayiv the Shemachinim if something gets lost. He doesn't have a Chiv Lechatchili. He's not Mechayiv to do it. And nevertheless, if he does do it, he gets reimbursed. So then the kasha is, back to kasha. So why don't you have a chiv to do it? If you're going to get reimbursed, avadi should have a chiv to do it. A blitz kasha. What's going on? The Gemara Mufaresh is not like this chilek of the Sma. Baruch Hashem, I found is a tshuvis, achiez, and chile gimel, simin vov, oiz gimel, and zayin, that the achiez brings this Gemara and this raya as a proof that you do not have a chiv midaraisa by Hashavas Aveda to be mighty mammon in order to save. Yeah, this is his raya. This is his raya that you talk not like the Sma. You do not have a chiv to do it. He says, chiv Hashavas, he goes like a different type of angle. He says, chiv Hashavas Aveda cannot be greater than the chiv of Shem Mechinam. And you see in that Gemara that Shem Mechinam is not mechiv to do it. So, besides in Hashavas Aveda, you're also not mechiv to do it. And it's a tshuvas divrei Malkiel as well. And chelek vav, simen, ein, ches, ois, mem, gimel, very long tshuva. Over there, he says the same raya that yes, Hashavas Aveda, you are not mechiv to be meitzim mamin in order to save. Now, the kasha on the Achiezer is now the other way around. Is that, first of all, we have a Machlekes Rishonim, so tonight Bezdin, so Lachai, what happened to that? But let's put Reis HaMagdalet on hold. Let's go to Reis HaMachay, which is where the Smaz Chilek played itself out so beautifully. In Reis HaMachay, it's Ramah Paskin that you Mechuyib to give up your job in order to save his Aveda. And here the Achiezer says, you're not Mechuyib to hire Poyolim in order to save his Aveda, because you cannot have that Chiyib. It's a shtickle steer. Here the Ramah Paskins and Reis HaMachay, you're mechuyiv to give up your job, you're mechuyiv, as long as you get reimbursed. And over there, the Chiyazah said, you're not mechuyiv to do it. What's going on? So I would suggest to Chilek is that the Chiyazah was saying that you're not mechuyiv to be moitzi mamon, take dollars out of your pocket to hire a boil, that you're not mechuyev to do. But menias harevach, just not to get paid as a salary, that you don't have to be mitzi anything from your pocket. Avad, you're going to have a hefset, but you're going to also get reimbursed from this guy. So at the end of the day, you're going to be made whole. So, and I don't have to take anything out of my pocket to do it, that you'll have a chiyuv. But to actually hire a worker, to be mitzi mamon, to hire poyelim, that you're not mechuyev to do. Whenever there's a menias harevach, yes, but to hire, to be mitzi mamon, to give up your yayin, to give up your chamor, to be mitzi mamon, that you're not mechuyev to do. That would be one suggestion. Another suggestion, slightly different, I would say, is that, I don't know if he means this, Pashi doesn't mean this, but to give up something of my own, now, giving up my wine to be able to collect from you, so now I have to run after you to get that collection, to be busy with it. To give up my chamar to get the collection, I have to be busy with it. To hire workers and then have to be reimbursed by you, I have to be busy with it. I don't want to be busy with it. But over there, where I'm just giving up my job, either way I had to run after someone to get paid, either my employer or you. So mali hai, mali hai. Anyway, I don't have my money. So now I got to get paid. Here also I worked for him. I saved his chamar, I saved his vash, and he has to pay me. And then maybe you have an automatic, you know, direct deposit, so I don't have to bring my triak. Okay, fine. Okay, that's right. The pashas is... Oh, I want to be meisiv one more rabbi. I know we're running out of time here, just to be messiah mishtekel. Is that... So now we have a sma, we have the chilek, we discussed before, that you only have the chiv of the sma if you're there, or if you're covered with a mashkin. And now we have another chilek, menias harevach, that you're mechuyev to do, but to spend money, the achiyeza holds, not like the sma seemingly, and you're not mechuyev to do it. But I just want to tell you, a nachatrot, it's pashut by me, and I have a kesa kachem to back it, is that even in the case of the first sheet of the rush, that you're mechuyev to do it, al tanai bezdin, when you're going to get reimbursed, or let's say the smas case, when you're only going to lose dollars, so there's no chefes, you don't have nechalei b'shalai, and there too you're mechuyev to do it because you're going to get reimbursed, that's by me, of dava pashe, that's only if you know for sure you're going, it's totally biyadcha, that you have the ability to save his dvash and save his chamar, or whatever else you got to save. Because if not, you're out. The halach we had before in Zivdalit is that if we make the tanai, that you're going to fully reimburse me, and I'm not matzliach, you don't have to fully reimburse me. So if I only have, let's say, an 80% chance I can save your dvash, and you make this tonight with me, on the 20% chance I'm not successful in saving your dvash, what's going to happen? You're going to tell me where to go. You're going to say, no, I'm not reimbursing you for your yayin, you were not successful. So then it comes out that my yayin is at risk. I'm not guaranteed a reimbursement on my yayin. So I might have a hefset here. I might have a hefset. I'm not mechuyev to go into a hefset in order to save your aveda. This whole halacha is only when I know for sure that I could save your dvash b'derech hatevo, or I could save your chamor. Your chamor is drowning. I think I could save your chamor, but I'm not sure. I might not be able to save your chamor. Then I don't have a chiv. Lekuliyam, I can't have a chiv. How could you say I'm a chiv medaraisa to save your animal if I might not get reimbursed? And it's a mefusha kesekotchen. The kesekotchen before, on the smas, if cotton yud beis, teich dvar, I do want to bring out a line. He says it's only when, shayar latz lohoy api umdino, you have to be a oimer adas, hatzola kroiva, like kmat evade hatzola, ad shayu mutul mitzad ha-shoves, mitzis ha-shoves avedo leir al hatzol, ha-yidei ha-tzoy sach shahitzi. You only have the chiv when you have an umduna that you're going to save it. If you know that you're going to save it, then you have the chiv to save. But if you don't know for sure you're going to save it, then you can't have the chiv because you might end up losing out and you will never get reimbursed. So then you can't have the chiv to save. The only exception would be if you make it tonight with the Baalim that I'm willing to spill out my wine or give up my chamar to save your chamar and your advash, that at tonight, that even if I'm not successful, you're going to reimburse me fully for my chamar and my yain. If he does that, yes, then you're fully covered. Only thing is then you still have the other problem. You don't have a mashkin. Because what was your mashkin? Your mashkin was, I'll be able to save the item and have the chamor or his dvash as my mashkin. But if I don't have that as a mashkin, because it's a tzad I won't save, so again, my item's not secured. So if you give me your chosen zega, and you promise that you're going to pay me no matter as a mashkin, the chazek is a mashkin, and you promise you're going to reimburse me even if I'm not successful, then yes, then I'll have a chiv to go and try to save. But Tom and Nish, I won't have a chiv to try to save. I can't have that chiv.
Could be a bail is worth something too.
an avela is worse than... Yeah, but a tzad that I won't save, depending. If I don't save, I bring him back dead, I'm going to have an avela. But a tzad I don't save, I don't bring him back at all. He gets washed up, so that's it. And I won't have anything, so I can't have. Rabbi say, we ran out of time, just a sikum ha'inyan. I know it's a lot of chilukim. I myself am a little confused. It's a sikum ha'inyan. Is that here you have a tnai bezin if you mechuyev to give up something in order to save. It's a machloikis, Rosh and Rif, 2 days in the Ramah. Comes along the Sma, the Bach, and we said it's even the Hashlama preceded them. They hold that Shita is that that's only talking about we have to give up something of yours, so it's Nechale B'Shaloi, that's when there's a Machloikis. But if you don't have to give up something that you attach to, you don't have the rights of the Makash, it's not your chayfetz, it's only money. Or even if it's an item, but the item is oimid l'schayr, so you're really not attached to that item, all it means to you is money, and he's willing to reimburse you, they hold l'kuliyam yimuchuyv to save nidareis, and nothing to do with tanai bezin, yimuchuyv to save it on a deraisa at the level. That is the chilek resma. Bamedva memurim is only if you, the matzel, is there. So you could have a chiv on you, medaraisa. If you're not there and it's only your horse is there, or it's only your barrel of wine is there, and Yana wants to help himself to spill out your wine or to take your horse, then he cannot do that. He can't force you on a deraisa digga level because you're not there. You can't have a chiv on something that you're not there. But yes, on a tnai bezin, that will be this machlaikis. And yet, I'm over there, from, like we said in Shlichas, goes with the first sheet of Arash, that yes, you have a chiv, or so to speak, a tnai bezin, that he can help himself and do it. Next, Taisaf, I feel if you are there, if you're not covered with a mashkin, because the guy is saving it by himself, Shimon wants to take your horse to save it by himself, then also you're not mechuyev midaraisa to let him do it, because you're not covered, you don't have a mashkin. And it's also only out to tanai bezdin, and that's vaita going to be this machloikis. So you might not have this chiv. You could say, maybe Kimli, like the Rif, I don't want to do it. I want to pass him like them. So you can't, maybe he could be tight for his sake because he's there, Kimli like the Rush. You'll have a fight. Who wins? Called Olam Gova. But each one could say Kimli on his sheet. That's another thing. Then, Kol Zeh is Mika Din. But if you do all the Tanai Bezdin, then you could take his item even if he's not there and even if he's not secured, even if he doesn't have a mashkin. Tanai Bezdin went all the way. Then Nochazach is that even when you do have the Tanai Bezin, or even when you have this Chiv Midaraisa, because you're not attached, there's no item, it's only Menisa Revach, still, you only Mechuiv to do it if you know for sure you have the ability to save. But if you're not guaranteed to save and you're not going to get reimbursed, then you're not Mechuiv to do it. Unless the person makes it tonight that he's willing to reimburse you even if you're not successful and make sure to give you a mashkin to cover it. Then you'd be mechuyev. And then you have a svara. Maybe the guy doesn't want to make a shura, which is geshmak as far. I got to think about it, but that's geshmak. Rabbi Isai, we ran out of time. Belinda Doit Chazayim, we'll finish the sif next week.
For other shiurim by Rabbi Kahan or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.